My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Real Lich Hours, the Bloodlines podcast from Darkfeed TV, with art by Randy Walker and music by Gwen Static.
And in this episode, we run 10 rings around the Mandarin.
Go deep on the Kwai Jin in the Clan Chapbook.
Don't fear the Fira in Chronicles of Darkness.
Talk a little bit about the Troika Curse in Up on the Soapbox.
And as always, wrap up reading your one of your comments in the Council.
Yeah, finishing up Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Pretty brief, pretty quick little tour we did.
Yeah, it's there's a slightly more to talk about just because of back matter stuff. Mm-hmm. And if we, I've mentioned this before, if we weren't doing the Clan Quest mod, we'd have like two episodes left. it's all just dungeon.
Yeah.
At this point. From this point onward. And next episode is two dungeons. Yes. The gameplay part may end up being a little slightly more abbreviated just because there's not a whole lot to talk about.
No. It's a lot of hallways.
Yeah. You got to talk about hallways. And like a hallway is cool. Mm-hmm. Kids love those liminal spaces these days. It's very skibbity, but like it's hard for us to talk about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, these are Ohio hallways.
Yeah. They're skibbity or Ohio. Uh-huh. Chugi Riz.
Mm.
We also have a couple side quests left. Yes. Unlike most of the other hubs, some of these side quests unlock after you do the main quest.
Right.
Yeah. Not sure why. Mm-hmm. In part, maybe because you do go back to Chinatown.
Yes.
Later. So maybe the idea is you do them then, but we're just going to do them now.
Yeah. Makes sense. To organize it by hub there. So what did we do last time? What has gotten us here?
Yeah. We talked to Zhao at Zhao's Imports, and Zhao, a former member of the Tong, mentions that, I don't know where Barabbas is, but I know the Tong were involved. Mm-hmm. If you want to go question the leader of the Tong, Johnny, here is the code to get into their dance club called Glaze. Which sounds like coming in a face.
Glaze of Bori. Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Blaze. What is that?
Johnny Blaze is a ghost rider.
That is a ghost rider. Okay. Huh. Yeah. All right.
It's a stunt name. So it's for a stunt man. It makes sense in the comics, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. There's a pretty deep lore.
Pretty deep. It's not as stupid a name as it sounds. It might actually be his last name, but he is like a motorcycle stunt man.
Like
an Evel Knievel.
It's a nominative determinism kind of thing, right?
Yeah. If your name is Johnny Blaze, that's what you do.
Yeah.
There's a way to get into this club. We've seen the outside of this club. There are people milling around. It's in the alley. There's a stealth entrance where you can come in through the side and you can just walk right in, and it doesn't immediately form combat. They don't know you're here to kill. So you can come in, and this is our dance club. Mm-hmm. for Chinatown. You can dance to Pound by Ariel 2012 to get your humanity back if you'd like to pound off in Glaze. Yes.
Yeah. Man, it takes a long time to get your humanity back by dancing. I don't know that I've ever done it. Like I've let it sit. And left, and then just kind of came back and saw, oh, my humanity's up. Cool. But like actually just sitting there, that's a lot of dancing. That's more dancing than I could do.
It's 5 minutes of just watching your little real doll do that dance, and it's pretty funny. It's kind of like a really boring classics of game you can give yourself. I generally will just look at my phone, though.
Yeah.
When I'm doing it. I think of it as more of an Easter egg. And now that I know the mechanic, I'm going to use it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But you can get up there. There's an alleyway entrance that is just behind the bouncer who you would have to try and talk your way up through. He doesn't hear that door opening. I didn't really even have to sneak.
Bad OPSEC.
Yeah.
Otherwise you talk to Ricky, and if you have any kind of persuasion, you can just convince him to let you up.
Yeah.
There. Once we got there, we talked to Johnny, who is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Johnny is a young, crass,